Chapter 19, Arthritis and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. According to the Arthritis Foundation, arthritis affects more than 50 million adults and 300,000 children in the United States. With 327 million people in the USA, as of 2018, that's about 15%, a significant portion of the US population. This chapter covers 21 cases of arthritis healings. Compared to 50 million, the number of 21 is insignificant, and most likely inaccurate. Due to the fact that most people do not report their encounter, it can be safely assumed that the below cases represent only a tiny sampling of the actual much larger number. Yet, as we shall see, enough cases have been documented to provide an accurate portrayal of what is occurring. The earliest known arthritis cure appeared in the first article on UFO healings, by Gordon Creato. The case has generated some controversy among researchers. Case #019. Neuritis, lumbago, improved. Improved vision. On July 30, 1954, Missouri farmer Buck Nelson was listening to the radio when it began to emit a high-pitched noise, and a strange foreign speech replaced the normal program. At the same time, his dog and pony outside began to act excitedly. He stepped outside and saw a flying disc about 50 feet in diameter flying overhead. He ran inside and got his camera. Returning outside, three discs were now in view. Nelson snapped a total of three pictures. The first showed the UFOs, while the last two came out blank. Next, Nelson tried to communicate with the UFO using a flashlight. As he says, the most extraordinary and frightening experience during this visit, however, came when I tried to signal with my flashlight to the disc that had come nearest to me. A bright beam of light, much hotter and brighter than the sun, was thrown onto me, jolting me with a current that threw me to the ground. Because I suffered from lumbago and neuritis, I was afraid to move and get up, and of getting another jolt. When I did get up, however, I was amazed to find the pains had gone. They haven't bothered me since. Nelson also said that his eyesight had dramatically improved. Later that evening, the occupants of the saucers showed up, along with their dog. They looked like normal-sized, big-boned muscular men. They spoke to him about the 12 laws of God, which were nearly identical to the 10 commandments as seen in the King James Bible. They also warned him about the misuse of nuclear power, saying, "We are here to see which way this world will use atomic power, for peace or war." Later the ETs returned and took Nelson, he says, on trips to the Moon, Mars and Venus. Nelson published a booklet about his experience titled, "My Trip to Mars, the Moon and Venus," and became a minor celebrity throughout the Ozarks. At the time, numerous other contactees, such as George Adamski, Daniel Fry, Howard Miger and Truman Besiorum were also claiming similar friendly contacts with ETs. Writes Creato of the case, "I am perfectly aware that nowadays virtually nobody wants to put any credence in Buck Nelson's contactee story. Nevertheless, it is the policy of Flying Saucer Review to look most carefully and objectively at every claim that comes to us, no matter how preposterous it may at first sight appear. I suggest that, in view of all that we have heard and learned, if not about UFOs, at least about UFO reports in the 15 years since Buck Nelson told his story, you will be well advised to approach it with an open mind and be prepared to study every detail. For if Buck Nelson invented this affair, then it seems that many of the features of his account are nothing short of prophetic. One of the recurring features of UFO healing. Healing cases is that witnesses will visit their doctor and provide them with evidence of surgery on their bodies. And yet, the witnesses deny having gone to any hospital. Case #021. Arthritis, neck and back. Robert, pseudonym, grew up in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. When I was a young boy, Robert writes, I had what the doctors thought was a severe arthritis in my back. It hurt so much that I had trouble walking. I recall men, dressed in black, that used to take me out of my room at night while my parents slept. They would perform tests on me, and it was most always on my spinal cord. If I tried to scream out and wake my parents, the dark doctors would leave before my father could find a trace of them. I was then warned by these doctors that I should never speak of them, or else I could be in great danger. The treatments continued for a while, then finally just stopped. I've never had any problems with my back after that and have been able to carry on a regular life. The visitations occurred around 1956. In 2001, Robert suffered an accident at work and had to have his neck x-rayed. The x-ray showed something very unusual. It shows the vertebrae in my neck that has been fused, which shouldn't be that strange, except for the fact that I've never had any operations. Robert also reports having strange marks on his back which have been there since he was a young boy. To this next case, while only loosely tied to UFOs, appeared in Paula Johnson's article, which was the second to explore this phenomenon. Case #024. Numbness, left arm and fingers. On September the 27th, 1959, in Coos Bay, Oregon, real estate salesman Leo Bartsk received a healing as the result of an apparent UFO encounter. Bartsk had been suffering from pain and numbness in his left arm. The condition persisted for 3 weeks and his doctor was unable to find any cause. The trouble extended up my arm, said Bartsk. It felt dead, as if blood did not want to enter it. Then, in the middle of the night, Bartsk was woken up with a strange feeling of weightlessness and electricity. He had the distinct impression that something out of the universe had just passed over. Immediately afterward, Bartsk discovered to his delight that all numbness was gone and he could move and control his fingers again. Bartsk believes he was cured by a UFO. 3. The following case, while sparse on details, is important because it involves two witnesses, one of who was healed, and also additional physical evidence. Case #075. Arthritis. Around 8:00 p.m. September the 8th, 1976, two men were driving near Acapampa, Peru when they saw a 60-foot-wide UFO land about 100 feet from their truck. The truck engine stalled as two men wearing shiny suits and carrying lamps emerged from the craft. One of the figures stepped forward and touched one of the witnesses. The witness felt a hot searing sensation and became unable to move. Following the encounter, he claimed to be healed of his arthritis pain. Investigators of the case also noted landing traces which were found at the site. For while gray aliens are often portrayed as emotionless and uncaring, this is not always the case. In the following encounter, a police officer reports a benevolent, peaceful and physically healing interaction with gray ETs. Case #096. Rheumatic fever. In 1980, Ivan Rivera Morales, a police officer from Puerto Rico, began to pray for a miracle. He lay in a hospital suffering from a severe case of rheumatic fever. He was in such severe pain that he was unable to move. The doctors were unable to help him and sent him home. One evening, as he lay in bed, two golden spheres of light appeared and then transformed into 4-foot-tall grey ETs. "Do not be afraid," they told him telepathically. Morale suddenly found himself inside a UFO which took off upward, then dived down into the ocean and into an undersea base. Morales described the base as dimly lit and freezing cold. As he was put on a metallic table, Morales saw other greys moving around. He was given a bitter-tasting drink. Samples of semen were taken and a strange mental bonding took place, which Morales said imbued him with a great sense of peace. He remembers little else, and woke up in his bedroom 3 hours after he had been taken. Following the encounter, Morales' rheumatism was markedly improved. While the cure wasn't complete, he no longer suffered from any pain or deformity caused by the disease. 5. An inflammatory condition of the joints. Bursitis has multiple causes, but is sometimes connected to autoimmune disorders like arthritis. In the following case, reported vicariously from a California abductee, the healing was effected using the most common method used by ETs to cure people, an instrument which emits a healing light. Case #136. Bursitis. California abductee, Linda, who was healed of a yeast infection in 1988, also observed many other healings, including one of bursitis. While on board the UFO, Linda saw a large, dark-haired man being examined by the aliens. They told her that the man suffered from a bursitis-like condition in which his left shoulder dislocates and becomes swollen. They tested the mobility of the man's arm by raising it. Finally, they cured his condition using an instrument with a pulsating light. 6. Another arthritis healing reported by Linda also involves an alien instrument which emits multicolored lights. In this case, the ETs explained precisely how the instrument actually works to affect the healing. Case #137. Hip pain. During her 1988 abduction, Linda saw a young boy being examined. The aliens told her that the boy suffered from chronic hip problems on his right side, and that the bones were deteriorating. He walked with a pronounced limp. Linda watched as the aliens placed a large L-shaped instrument over the boy. It emitted green, yellow, blue, pink and white light, which Linda was told would promote new cell growth. After the operation, he got off the table, still limping but much improved. 7. While contactees are often chosen to be healed, in a few scattered cases, people who are closely associated with a contactee receive the healing, such as the following case. Case #127. Inflammation in legs. In May 1988, an anonymous professional male dancer was cured by a UFO of his illness. The event occurred at the Sebago Cabins Recreation Park in New York State. The dancer joined about 10 other people and contactee Sixtopaz Wells at a predetermined location in the wilderness. After doing a lengthy cleansing meditation, the group watched several star-like objects move in darting patterns. The objects responded to the mental commands of the group members by moving according to telepathic directions. At one point, strange flashes of light illuminated the group. "Another bolt of light hit our group that for some reason made me dizzy and nauseous," said Betty, one of the group members. Other people in our group reported the same sensation. "The queasy feelings left me after a few moments." Wells told the group that they had received what the aliens call azedra, which gives psychic and spiritual energy. The anonymous dancer had come with his wife to the group. He was very ill with his legs swollen and in pain. In the middle of the night both of them were awakened by a brilliant white light that illuminated the room and soon went away. The next morning, when the dancer woke up, he was surprised to find his pajama bottoms on the floor. He didn't remember taking them off. It was then that he realized his legs were pain-free and not swollen anymore. The dancer showed the other people in the group what happened, and several others also reported having contact in the middle of the night. 8. While the healings of injury cases usually occur at the time of the injury, the healings of serious diseases typically occur after the witness has suffered from the condition for many years, such as the following case. Case #130. Arthritis. Anna Soto of Watsonville, California was driving with her boyfriend near their home one afternoon in December 1988 when their car was suddenly enveloped in fog. Shortly later, they saw a bright, orange globe of light hovering over a nearby field. DeSoto had seen UFOs before and was very interested in them, so they turned the car and headed toward the light. At that point, they experienced a period of missing time. Their next memory is walking into the boyfriend's house nearly 5 hours later. They both went inside and fell into a deep sleep. The next morning, they found that the bedsheets had blood stains. DeSoto also had a strange-looking mark on her hip. Even more incredible is the healing that took place. As the report on her case says, the arthritis she carried for years in that hip disappeared. 9. In this next case, like the one above, the witness suffered from arthritis for many years before receiving a healing. However, in her case, there was a compelling need for the healing. Case #147. Arthritis. At 4:00 a.m. on December the 15th, 1989, May, a 60-year-old waitress was heading home from her job at a truck stop in Mississippi, when a bright light hovered over her car. Suddenly it was 6:00 a.m. and May found herself waking up with her car parked alongside the road. Vague memories of being in a strange doctor's examining room filled her mind. She remembered several figures standing around her while a doctor stood next to her and passed some kind of rod over her body again and again. May was perplexed by her memories of the procedure, but she was shocked by the after effects. She had suffered from severe arthritis for several years. Her condition had recently worsened to the point that she was about to retire, despite having no benefits. The arthritis was present in her wrist, knee and finger joints. After the missing time episode, May discovered that her arthritis was gone. She no longer felt any pain, allowing her to continue her employment. 10. The following case from researcher, Virginia Arroso, involves a woman who has experienced multiple ET contacts and multiple healings. Case #181. Arthritis. In 1992, Connie Isle of Sacramento, California, reported her second UFO-related healing experience. She awoke one morning to find 3 evenly spaced bruises on her knee. Since the discovery, she also noticed that the arthritis that she carried in the knee completely disappeared. She has had no pain since. 11. While most healings are on the ET's terms, and not our own, this is not always the case. In the following case, the witness asked for and received the exact healing he requested. Case #194. Tendinitis. California abductee, Chuck Weiss, says that he has received multiple healings at the hands of ETs. Shortly after being healed of a pulled muscle in his arm, he asked for and received a healing of tendonitis in his left middle finger. I've evidently had a second spontaneous healing a couple of nights ago, he writes. In April of 1994, he developed a bad case of tendonitis on his left middle finger. The pain persisted for 2 months with no sign of improvement. He eventually became sick and tired of the constant pain. Remembering his earlier healing, he decided to ask the ETs to heal his finger. He spoke out loud, asking and then demanding a healing, telling them, "You owe me." Apparently, says Weiss, the ETs heard his plea. For the past 2 days I've had no pain in that finger and can use it as if nothing was ever wrong, although it now bends with a snap. As if it's double jointed. It appears they had to shorten the tendon in that area. Those little guys can actually be useful. 12 A good example of who is healed and why comes from the following witness, a former Navy man who had a series of encounters, one of which resulted in a profound healing that changed his life. Case #195. Tendonitis, arthritis. William Shellhart worked first in the Navy, and then as a mailman for the U.S. Postal Service, where he was employed for many years. I enjoyed my job, Shellhart says, or I never would have put up with the pain that I received from it. If you can imagine jumping in and out of a mail truck 5-6 days a week, using my right foot to land on for almost 20 years, and slipping, tripping and twisting my ankle hundreds of times. So when I was offered early retirement in 1992, I jumped at the chance, as the pain was unbearable. Also, my right wrist was in constant movement from reading and sorting mail, and was very painful. Late on the evening of April the 22nd, 1994, Shellhart was driving through New Mexico when he experienced a close-up sighting of a craft that hovered over his car, causing a period of missing time. A few months later, he was back in his home in a remote and rural area of the Hawaiian Islands, when he had another strange encounter. I woke one morning and felt an itch on my right foot and discovered 3 puncture wounds in a perfect triangle. They were in the process of scabbing over. I sleep on a waterbed, so nothing could have scratched it. Shellhart wasn't sure what to think about the strange marks. Then, a few weeks later it happened again. This time, he saw the ETs coming. I woke in the middle of the night with a bright light coming in the back window. It lasted about 30 to 60 seconds. I froze and could not get out of bed to look outside. There was no way a light that bright could be out there. Shellhart wanted to investigate, but the next thing he knew, he was waking up the next morning. My right wrist was itching. The same thing happened, 3 puncture wounds in a perfect triangle. I woke up and found those triangular pinpricks on my right hand. Prior to the 2 incidents, Shellhart was suffering from chronic pain in his wrist and ankle, exactly where the marks had appeared. He had tried everything to relieve his pain. Following the encounters, things finally began to change. It wasn't until after my incident that things started to get better, says Shellhart. I just know that I progressed and started to feel better. Since then I have been 90% cured. Only on occasion when the wet weather is extreme do I notice discomfort, but nothing like before. I am almost 67 years old. And I can hang off a 20-foot ladder placing the weight on my right foot, and paint with my right hand, day after day. I don't care if people doubt my explanation. I know what I feel. 1 year later, in 1995, Shellhart was visiting Sedona, Arizona with his wife, Rose, when they were both followed closely down the highway by a bright glowing light. Finally, it landed in the field next to them, causing a period of missing time. Years later, they both went under hypnosis and a friendly encounter with humanoids emerged. While William couldn't remember any details, Rose recalled they were both taken on board, where they conversed with friendly ETs. Says Rose, they said they are helping certain people here because they will help humanity. And something like, the more we help, the more they help us. But they can't interfere and just take over everything. 13. An unusual case of an ET healing comes from a woman who was so transformed by what happened to her that she felt compelled to share it with the entire world. It is one of several cases in which people have been given highly specific medical advice by ETs, in this case a homeopathic cure. Disclaimer, use at your own risk. Case #210. Arthritis cure. In 1995, Lavinia Ritkis was a healer based in Los Angeles, California, with a healing center for natural homeopathic cures. One evening, says Ritkis, she was visited by ETs who offered her a cure for her arthritis. Says Ritkis, seven small creatures appeared out of the thin air, and they used their huge, glowing eyes to immobilize me. They appeared in the corner of my office and they seemed very loving and concerned. They told me they had a great affection and respect for humans and wanted to help us with this gift. I couldn't move or speak. I felt like I was dreaming. When I woke up, the spasm were gone and the recipe was sitting on the desk in front of me. The aliens told me that it affects the electrical energy of the body, reversing the negative impulses that bring about diseases and unhealthy emotions. The aliens wanted her to take the medicine and share the recipe with as many people as possible. After seeing the ingredients, many of which were well-known natural cures by themselves, Ritkis decided to give the medicine a try. For 1 month she took 1 teaspoon per day. Says Ritkis, I couldn't believe what it did for me. My arthritis is gone, my skin glows, even my teeth and hair are different. I feel like a teenager again. In the interests of curing as many people as possible, Ritkis is willing to share the formula with anyone. 2 teaspoons diced fresh garlic, 3 tbs olive oil, 5 tbs pure clover honey, 1 tbs apple cider vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon asafoetida, optional 1/4 cup strong green tea, freshly made. To make the syrup, saute the garlic in oil for 1 minute, then add the other ingredients. Simmer and cook over low flame for 5 minutes, let cool. Strain into a glass jar, cover and refrigerate. Take 1 teaspoon per day. Ritkis says, I have shared the recipe with hundreds of people and it has cured everything: acne, heart disease, depression and even cancer. The syrup is so wonderful, it's a miracle gift, a token of love from outer space. 14. A particularly compelling and poignant account of a UFO healing of a young child comes from the country of Chile, whose government has been more forthcoming and truthful about UFO activity than most other countries. Case #221. Rheumatism. On September the 28th, 1998, Aspel Ortega Flores of Pure, Chile was driving with her mother, Alicia, and her 4-year-old son, Gabriel. They were returning to their home after traveling to Los Angeles, California, to visit doctors. Gabriel had been diagnosed with rheumatoid fever, which had severely damaged his heart. Gabriel's condition was so critical that his doctors said that crying or any slight agitation could cause a heart attack and death. Gabriel was asleep in the back seat of the car as they traveled between the cities of Agol and Los Sauces. They came around a curve in the road to see a large, round, glowing object with a grayish band around the center. The object was 20 feet in diameter, and hovered only a few hundred feet above the highway. Flores, who had been traveling at around 40 miles per hour, slowed the car down to observe the strange craft. At this point, both she and her mother noticed a strange sensation of heat inside their bodies. Neither felt any fear, only awe and wonder. Suddenly Gabriel woke up. Says Flores, he was very animated and chatty. Before that he had been very limp and unable to even raise his head. Other cars began to approach from the opposite direction. Flores flashed her lights at them, trying to get them to look at the UFO, but none seemed to notice it. Flores did see an odd layer of dark mist where the UFO hovered motionlessly. After a total of about 15 minutes, the object now moved to the right and disappeared over the treetops. Flores continued the drive to her home in Pure. Later they returned to Los Angeles for more medical tests, confirming that Gabriel was no longer sick. The doctor, says Flores, was able to ascertain that my son was completely healthy. The doctor admitted to me that he couldn't find any explanation to the situation. Investigators Ramova Osorio and Raul Nunez conducted a full investigation, interviewing the family and even obtaining a statement from their doctor who said, in part, at that time, events occurred for which there is no known logical explanation. The Flores family told them that since the encounter they have experienced several incredible coincidences which assisted them through difficult periods in their lives, and which they attribute to the UFO they had encountered. Is it possible that Gabriel's sudden healing had a direct connection with the incredible light that accompanied his mother's car that evening? The investigators asked. Although we are always reserved and expecting some other type of explanation, which we have not found. Up to this moment, we believe that it was the effect of this light that not only affected Gabriel, but his mother and grandmother as well, as both women felt themselves invaded by an intense feeling of heat from head to toe. This tells us that something was going on at the time on that dark road. The investigators were able to locate many other reports of sightings along the same stretch of highway around the same time, including sightings, landings and car chases. On October the 21st, 1968, less than 1 month following the Flores's encounter, an ambulance driver says that his ambulance was followed along the same stretch of road by a brightly lit UFO. Write the investigators, an experience such as this is uncanny, and certainly more than one reader will question its authenticity. They are in their right to do so. We can only say that as a policy, we never publish anything without having confirmed the original sources, and in this event, the protagonists themselves restated their experience, a fact that leads us to believe once more that we know very little about our surroundings, much less about ourselves, and leads us to think that on certain occasions, higher intelligences manifest on our earthly plane. 15. The following account involves one healing, with the implication of several more, once again reinforcing the probability that this book represents only a small portion of the actual number of cases. Case #227. Leg pain. This case comes from a young lady in the United Kingdom. One evening when she was 9 years old, date not given, circa 1980s, she woke up to find herself paralyzed in bed. All of a sudden, she says, this blue light shines through the bedroom window. I see my covers fall off to the floor as I get lifted through the window. I remember bits and pieces of being on a table in a room as other children are being examined too. There was a tall creature that looked like a praying mantis in a robe, over me, that put these needles in my legs. It didn't hurt, and it was talking to me telepathically about the procedure, helping me walk. During that time, I had issues with my legs and had a difficult time walking. I black out and wake up on my bed, minus the covers that were now on the floor. I had 3 needle marks on each leg, where I remember the creature putting them. Ever since, I was able to walk a lot better and had no more problems. 16. This short, uninvestigated case, while sparse on details, provides further evidence of UFO healings. Case #228. Arthritis. A member of the group UFO Contact Center International, UFOCI, told the group that ETs cured her. For many years she suffered from acute arthritis in her shoulder. Writes Lisa, during a contact experience, circa 1980s, a rod of light was shoved through her shoulder. Since that day the arthritis in her shoulder has disappeared. 17. A wonderfully sincere example of a benevolent encounter with healing ETs comes from Pennsylvania. The witness, an elderly woman, has no apparent history of UFO encounters, and has no idea why she was healed. Case #266. Arthritis. Born in 1949. Today Joy Davies lives on the outskirts of the Allegheny National Forest in the small town of Warren, Pennsylvania. Davies is retired, but enjoys gardening, taking walks with her dog, Ben, and volunteering at the local Goodwill. In 2011, tragedy struck and Davies lost her husband, Jack, to a severe case of pneumonia. Davies recovered from the loss of her husband, and went on with her life as best as she could. Things weren't always easy. Davies suffered from severe arthritis in her arms and hands and had to take pills daily. Even with the medication, she still wasn't able to be as active as she would have liked. On August 2, 2012, all this changed. On that evening, as she did most evenings, Davies took a walk with her dog, Ben, down the trail through the forest behind her house. She had walked only a few minutes when she came upon a group of figures. They were child-sized, but had very pale skin and no hair on their heads. They were smiling at her, and Davies heard a voice in her head telling her not to be afraid. I wasn't scared at all, said Davies. They were very polite and I felt safe the whole time. A large, white, peanut-shaped craft sat next to them, lighting the area around them with a soft blue glow. Suddenly Davies found herself inside the craft. I don't remember entering the ship, but I knew I was inside because the walls were curved and the blue light was underneath me. Ben was next to me, and one of the aliens was scratching behind his ears, which he likes. As she stood there, Davies saw a tiny bright blue light, like a star, but about the size of a snowflake. The light appeared above her and floated slowly down. Davies was delighted, and laughing, she held out her hand to catch it. The next thing I remember is standing on the path facing my house. One of the aliens was holding my hand. When he let go and turned back down the path, I don't know why I didn't turn to watch, but instead I just walked back to the house with Ben and made a cup of tea. I then went to bed, because somehow 4 hours had passed, and it was late. Davies has no idea why she had this experience, but when she woke up the next morning, she had a wonderful surprise. All symptoms of her arthritis were gone and she was pain-free. She believes the aliens cured her of her arthritis. Now I haven't got it at all and haven't taken a single pill since. I played tennis for the first time in several years and I can knit again now that the arthritis is gone. One final side effect was with her dog. Ben seems more frisky too, she said. Davies's case was investigated by Holly Thorne, a columnist for the Morton Report. Thorne interviewed Davies and then, after some research, discovered that she wasn't the only person in the Warren area to report UFOs. Prior to Joy's alleged encounter, writes Thorne, four different people had reported strange lights in the area. Three sightings had been reported since April, and only a week before Davies had her experience, several witnesses reported military activity in the forest. Part of the forest was sealed off for 3 days, and when they left, some witnesses observed a military truck carrying something hidden beneath a large tarp. What it was remains unknown. 18. The following case is perhaps unique in that it was initiated through a man who channels ETs. During the session, the witness asked for a healing. She never expected it to actually happen. Case #268. Chronic fatigue syndrome. After a number of sightings of UFOs, paranormal activity in her home, and sometimes waking up with strange marks on her body, K, pseudonym, realized she was having her own experiences. Years later, in 1983, she saw an orb hovering over her infant son as he lay in bed. In 2012, she began to research UFOs actively. During her research, she had the opportunity to speak with Paul Hamd, who claims to be able to channel a being from Zeta Reticuli. Hamd came well recommended, so she agreed to see him. I decided to request healing from a debilitating illness that had periodically ravaged my body for several years, Kay writes. I knew that several experiencers with whom I had worked claimed to have been healed by ETs. Being a skeptical person, I had no expectation that I'd be healed. 3 nights following the session, Kay woke up to feel excruciating pain and strong electrical tingling throughout my body. Alarmed at first and ready to dial 911, Kay remembered speaking with Keek, the name of the Zeta Reticula, and became calm. Perhaps, she thought, Keek was trying to make contact. The feeling eventually faded and Kathleen fell asleep. The morning brought good news. When I awakened, I felt like I was 25 again. I could feel none of the aches and pains that a person my age experiences on a daily basis. It has now been more than 2 years since I was healed. I haven't experienced one relapse, and I hope that it will continue. I documented the event by reporting it to several researchers and my physician. It left me with the opinion that this Zeta being is benevolent. I call it a miracle. In 2014, Kay wrote about her healing experience in an article called The UFO PSI Connection in My Own Life. 19. As we have seen, healings are a consistent feature of UFO encounters. Despite this, they are still rare, and there isn't a lot of publicity about them. Sometimes people who have a UFO encounter with a healing believe they are alone with the experience, and don't know where to turn for information. In the following case, an experiencer searched the internet for information about what was happening to her, and came upon my website. Case #286. Chronic fatigue, chemical sensitivity. I am writing to you because I have just found you on a Google search on UFOs and healing. I am overwhelmed, just overwhelmed. I am pretty much just sitting here, almost screaming and crying. So began an email I received from a woman, a resident of the Isle of Wight, in the UK, whom I shall give the pseudonym, Camilla. She was having an unusual experience involving an apparent alien entity that was healing her, and she had finally found some corroboration validating what was happening to her. Camilla reports that her childhood was normal but that she was a bit of a dreamy kid, a bit of a deep thinker, so I connected with the world in a way that was a bit magical. But she had no significant paranormal experiences or UFO encounters. As an adult, she suffered from depression, and then developed chronic fatigue syndrome. Her condition worsened when she developed another condition known as chemical sensitivity and electrical hypersensitivity. Chemicals of any kind made her sick. Nor could she stand to be around electronic machinery. In addition to making her feel ill, her mere presence would make electronic machines break down. The condition was so bad that by 2009, she was living as a virtual hermit. "I have a bad case of it," she wrote. "I have been ill for a very long time, very desperately ill. Things became worse. In addition to her other symptoms, she began having trouble breathing. Her entire body began to fail her in multiple areas. I was so sensitive, the air would literally cut me. Unable to find relief through traditional methods, in early 2015 Camilla sought out a psychic healer. Unfortunately, her condition persisted. Then, 2 days later, her life changed forever. In the middle of the night, her room filled with white light. She sensed an invisible presence enter her body and possess her. I was waking up unable to breathe, and the night it started, it was extremely serious. Looking back, I may have been dying that night. He came in like a wisp of energy and went into my tissues, extending very palpable filaments into the lungs. She felt a lot of heat and her lungs felt as though they were being intricately manipulated, as though the being was sewing up a rip in her lung. This was just the beginning. Following this experience, the being began to visit her on a nightly basis. She could not only feel its presence, but if she turned her head quickly enough, she sometimes saw its form, which appeared as a sparkly light. In the beginning, she felt as though the entity was trying to have intercourse with her. She was so concerned that she went to a clinic and obtained birth control. "I was afraid of getting pregnant by it," she said. She told only the two people closest to her what was happening. "I was sure no one would believe me," she explained. She began taking photos and was surprised to see that a number of them showed anomalous lights around her body. "At first it was harrowing," says Camilla. Before long she began to communicate with the entity, and her relationship changed to one where she felt the being was actually there to heal her. "He talks to me, and he has a sense of humor." By February 2015, the being was working with her several hours a day and often through the night in multiple areas. "My eyes, my stomach, my lymph nodes." On one occasion, the entity patted her stomach. "Very bad," he said. "Very bad, finished. I am certain I had cancer," she says. "And in a series of difficult operations, he has removed this from my stomach. I didn't know I needed so much done to my stomach." Her encounters continued through 2017 and became increasingly benevolent. "A couple of times when I was absolutely terrified this year, he enveloped me in the most incredible feeling of a love which was timeless and immense, and I then experienced him to be a being of light," which was the first and only time that he was palpable in that way. Camilla continued to see lights when the being approached, and sometimes caught them in photos. "It's not just any old light," she says. "The light is the thing that is healing me. It's like a precision instrument." About 1 week before contacting me, Camilla had her first UFO sighting. It was a sunny afternoon with scattered clouds. "I was looking at the clouds," she said, "and there was an object that was too low to be a satellite, and too slow by far to be a plane, but it was at the altitude of a plane. It was really odd and quite bright." Camilla grabbed her camera and filmed the object. When she stopped the camera and set it down, the object disappeared. "I can't explain it," she says. "I am quite rational, and there are lots of things it could be, but it's not like anything I've seen before. It was too big to have just lost the angle of the sun to catch and completely disappear." The good news is, Camilla has felt a steady improvement in her health condition. "Now it is more peaceful," she says. "This year I realize that it is a blessing. I have had multiple healings. I have it all documented. I'm sitting here almost normal on this computer today. It shouldn't be possible at all. Lots of other healings. It's all documented." When her experiences began, Camilla began to search for answers. She discovered that the Isle of Wight where she lived is steeped in paranormal activity of all kinds. She now wonders if this might be a factor in her experiences. She also wonders if her ultra-sensitivity somehow attracted this being, or if the healer she sought had something to do with the entity that was visiting her. Camilla is still searching for answers. All she knows is that she has experienced healings from this entity, and that it is still with her. As she says, "He has yet to let me go." 20. An analysis of the healing cases shows an underlying pattern of corroborating details. Despite this, each case is as unique as the individual who has them, and it seems that every case provides new insights into the UFO phenomenon. The following case has several rare details that are not often reported. Case #282. Arthritis, diabetes. On the evening of July the 23rd, 2015, Rory, pseudonym, sat in front of his computer in his home in Yonkers, New York, when he suddenly became unable to move. His dog, who sat next to him, also appeared to be paralyzed. Rory didn't see anyone, but he sensed a presence in the room. Suddenly, his electronics went haywire, his computer switched programs and began playing music, and the lights on his cell phone began blinking on and off. Events went from strange to bizarre. Rory didn't hear anything, but he felt that the entities were telepathically questioning him, trying to judge and categorize him. "I just kept saying that I'm a good person, and deserving," Rory says. Rory not only felt mentally linked to the unseen beings, but also to his dog, whose intellectual awareness seemed to be enhanced. "She was looking at me," Rory explains, "and I felt she was telling me to be calm and unafraid." Rory wondered if one of the beings had taken over his dog and was communicating through her. At some point, Rory found himself naked and being anally probed. Then he was back in his computer chair, feeling as though one of the beings had taken over his body. The trance ended when Rory heard what sounded like a jet engine. He ran outside but couldn't see anything due to a low cloud cover. "It was right above me, hovering loudly," he says. "It was no plane." He saw another person sitting in a car and asked him if he could hear the strange noise. The man said yes, but neither of them could see any object. Suddenly it became quiet, and Rory returned inside. Following the experience, Rory's thoughts began to focus on profound and esoteric subjects. I suddenly started thinking about the universe, creation, God, and seemed to have knowledge, or a better understanding of ideas I never thought about before, and a sense of how things came to be, and what we are in the universe. Rory finally went to bed. Events, however, were still in progress. The next day, Rory says, my health was extraordinarily great. No aches or pains with my arthritis. My diabetes was like, it was, not there. My sugar wouldn't raise no matter what I ate, and this was for about a week, like I just got diabetes. My energy and strength were incredible. Even his dog seemed altered, Rory said, as if she was more aware. 3 days following the event, Rory lay in bed with his dog when something very weird happened. I felt a sudden dread, like something altered in the time-space dimension, and they left. My dog went back to being a dog with less awareness, that's the best way I can explain it. I realized for the past 3 days, she was more attentive and like a close friend. I know this is weird, but that's all I can say and remember. Rory now believes that the unseen entities had been observing and interacting with him for the past 3 days. These beings are dimensional travelers, he said, and are in our time. They made me aware that death isn't the end, just different, and that we are made up of energy and control our environment. They were having fun with me, and were curious about my daily events. Rory isn't sure if he was dealing with ETs or some kind of interdimensional beings, but ultimately, the experience was positive. I'm not afraid or confused about these events. I feel comforted with the new awareness about life. He shared his experience with a friend, but when his friend expressed skepticism, he learned to keep quiet about what happened to him. A few months following the encounter, he reported it to MUFO. 21 With each category of healings, the amount of evidence supporting these cases increases. Each category provides multiple cases, some of which are very well documented by investigators and doctors. The continuing stream of cases is hard to explain away. Being able to heal arthritis with a beam of light may sound like Star Trek, but it appears to be a reality. Cases like William Shellhart, Joy Davies and Aspel Flores seem to show a very benevolent side to the ETs. While the ETs' motives behind cures like these will likely remain a mystery, the people who received them remain healthy and thankful. Chapter 20, Infertility. ETs, particularly the Greys, express a strong interest in genetics and human reproduction. When a person is taken on board a craft and examined, sperm and eggs are often taken. The missing fetus syndrome and the grey human hybrid phenomenon are both well known and widely reported. Many abductees have been told that the greys have problems with their own reproduction, and that this is the reason behind the hybrid agenda. Because of the ET's strong focus on reproduction. It should come as no surprise that there are some cases involving men and women who have been cured of this condition. What follows are 5 separate encounters involving cures of infertility. Case #059. Infertility. This case, investigated by Barbara Lamb, occurred to an anonymous female in Colorado in 1972. There's another woman who's not a regular client, but I've had long conversations with her. Lamb says. She had all kinds of reproductive problems. She was not able to conceive a baby, which she and her husband really wanted to do. They had all the testing, and she just wasn't able to get pregnant. They did that for a couple of years. Then he woke up one night to find that there was this large being having sex with his wife next to him in bed, right next to him in the same bed. He started to get up and they sort of zonked him out. And he couldn't move, but he still had his eyes open and he could see what was going on. There were two beings in the room and they were big, tall. And one of them was definitely on top of his wife having sex with her. And she looked like she was deeply asleep but also having a tremendous amount of pleasure. Now both of them forget that for probably about 19 years. And then the husband who witnessed this started to remember. He did a regression about this and got the details of it. And then, of course, he told his wife, and she began to remember some of it too, and remember other encounters. To make a long story short, at a certain point, the extraterrestrials said to her in one of her experiences, "Now you have given us two sons through this mating procedure. And now we will allow you to have two children." So, they did whatever they did, and cleared up her reproductive difficulties. And she was then able to conceive and bear two children, whom I met. They were teenagers when I met them, and they are just fine. They're very human and normal. One, the following case, involving a police officer, is among the best documented of UFO healings. The case involves a credible witness willing to use his real name, numerous outside witnesses to the UFO, and verification of a healing by Earth doctors, and the presence of a new baby. Case #095. Infertility. On November the 28th, 1980, Police Officer Le Godfrey of the West Yorkshire Metropolitan Police Force in England was assigned to handle a peculiar situation. The station had received several calls about a herd of missing cows that had been seen in various locations. Godfrey had been twice commended for investigative work involving murders, so this assignment seemed trivial. On the way to find the cows, he encountered a large object blocking the road. At first he thought it was a double-decker bus, but on closer inspection he saw it was a metallic saucer-shaped object with colored lights hovering about 5 feet above the road. He tried to radio the station, but his car's radio was dead. Godfrey had no police training for such an experience, but he quickly realized he was seeing a UFO as portrayed in science fiction movies. As he sat there sketching the object, Godfrey experienced a jump in time. He found himself further ahead on the road, missing 20 minutes of time. He rushed to the station and returned with several officers to the scene. Although it had been pouring rain all night, the area where the UFO had hovered was completely dry. They found the cows in a fenced area where they appeared to have been deposited. There were no tracks in the area and the gate was locked at nights. "The only way they could have gotten there," said Godfrey, "is if something had gone plunk and dropped them there." At first Godfrey was ridiculed by his fellow officers, but when other officers in neighboring counties reported similar experiences, the ridicule seemed to stop. Godfrey then received ridicule from another source, his superiors. They advised him to simply resign. When he refused, his police car was taken away and he was given a bicycle. Godfrey finally resigned. Eventually he underwent hypnosis and recalled some of his experience aboard the UFO. Godfrey's wife, upon hearing his experience, made note of a peculiar event. 1 year earlier, Godfrey was called to a local disturbance. As a result, he was severely beaten by three individuals. During the beating, Godfrey was kicked in the testicles, causing him to lose one testicle. he could no longer enjoy a normal sex life, and could not have children. I was also told I would definitely be sterile for the rest of my life, says Godfrey. I would not be able to father children. One night a few weeks after the attack, Godfrey's wife was awakened by a strange sound over the house. She tried to wake up Godfrey, but inexplicably, he would not wake up. After a few minutes, the sound left. She never knew how to categorize the event until her husband mentioned his UFO encounter. Only then did she realize what happened. She believes a UFO was responsible for the sound. That morning, something very unusual occurred. Godfrey seemed to be cured of his sexual dysfunction. The next morning, his wife said, "Ella and I made love for the first time since he was beaten up. And I then became pregnant." Upon hearing of his wife's pregnancy, Godfrey became angry and assumed his wife was seeing another man. Then Godfrey went to his doctor. The doctor was stunned and said that Godfrey was miraculously and impossibly cured. "I don't know how it happened," the doctor told him. "Your condition has been completely reversed. The test shows you're fertile, back to normal." 2. Pioneering UFO researcher Brad Steiger is among the most prolific of UFO investigators and writers. He has documented several healing cases, including the following. Case #155. Infertility. One day, Doriel of Chicago, Illinois saw a UFO, date not given, circa 1980s. Shortly following the sighting, two mysterious beings appeared. They said their names were Lita and Gummel, and told Doriel that they wanted to incarnate through Doriel, that she was one of them, and that she would be perfect for bearing a child. Unfortunately, Doriel had already been diagnosed with infertility. Her doctor had told her in no uncertain terms that she would never get pregnant. Doris was told by the aliens, however, that she would become pregnant in 6 months. 6 months later, the aliens' prediction came true. Doriel became inexplicably pregnant. 9 months later, she had a baby girl by natural childbirth. Because of the unusual conditions involving her baby's conception, she gave her the middle name of Lita. Doriel believes that the ETs cured her of her infertility, and she has her daughter to prove it. Physiologically speaking, Doriel says, "I had been told that I would be unable to ever become pregnant." 3. The infertility cases have the unique feature of providing a healing that can be verified in a way that's impossible to fake, a baby. In all 3 of the above cases, the witnesses were cured of infertility and had a child as a result. This next case is no exception. Case #187. Infertility. As a young boy, Neil, pseudonym, suffered an unfortunate groin injury which left him infertile. He wasn't aware of his infertility until 1982, when he joined the Air Force. He was married, and he and his wife wanted to have kids. Over the next 9 years, they tried to get pregnant, but never did. Finally, Neil visited an Air Force physician who revealed his condition. Neil recalled the childhood injury and asked if that might be the cause. The doctor agreed that it probably was. Then, one evening in 1993, 2 years after leaving the Air Force, he had a terrible nightmare that caused him to wake up in a cold sweat, in his Cambridge, Ohio home. He remembered nothing about the dream, however, he did notice a strange mark on his groin. It looked like a boil or perhaps a burn. He didn't think too much of it until a couple of days later when he went outside to mow the grass and saw 3 burn marks on the ground. Each mark was 2 feet wide, burned black, and situated in a perfect triangle about 30 feet apart. One of the circles was in close proximity to one of our blue spruce pine trees. Says Neil. I thought that was peculiar, so I grabbed my flashlight and squirmed underneath the tree. On the trunk I found that the bark was burnt and a couple of small branches had been burned off. There was also some residue on the ground that resembled small chunks of yellow plastic. It looked as if a 30-foot-wide triangular object had landed in their field, burning the ground and the tree. 1 month following this incident, Neil's wife missed her period. They took a home pregnancy test and discovered that she was, in fact, pregnant. Says Neil, it's as though whoever put the burn marks on my privates fixed whatever damage was there from childhood. Neil's daughter was born in April 1994. As she grew up, she proved to be an exceptionally bright and sensitive child. She earned straight A's in school, and also displayed precognitive abilities. In 2003, their daughter, 9 years old, was sleeping with them in bed when she woke up in the middle of the night. Her parents were both asleep. She watched as the wall began to glow with a blue light and four alien-looking creatures walked in. They surrounded the bed and began working on Neil and his wife. The daughter was overcome with fear and hid underneath the blanket. Says Neil, you might think I'm totally wacko by now, but I swear on a stack of Bibles that this is the truth. I don't want my name published for obvious reasons. For the following final case remains uninvestigated, but appears to be another case of infertility being healed. Case #302. Infertility. A brief undated case from the files of Free. It was 20 years ago that I was told that I could not have children at my annual exam after my abduction experience. My doctor said she couldn't explain why, but I can now get pregnant. 5. The above cases show that the ETs are concerned not only with their own fertility, but with ours. There are only 5 cases, a small number compared to other categories, but with enough evidence to prove that these cures have actually taken place. The ET's interest in the reproductive health of humans shows that there is little danger of humans going extinct anytime soon. The Greys, and other races, have been collecting human reproductive material for a very long time. Even if humans should become extinct on Earth, the human race itself will continue elsewhere. Chapter 21, Thomas and Cysts. The terms Thomas